Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the characters and action pictures of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. In the hills of Western Java, Jungle Jim and his United Nations guerrilla experts hold a council of war. The leader of the Dutch underground movement, Jongheer van der Vent, was very nearly captured by the Japs. And the only way the Japs could know where to look for him is through a traitor. Who that traitor is, of course, is unknown. But Jim and his friends do know that the traitor is still among them. The situation is further complicated by a lack of arms and ammunition. So, in the dense tropical night, Jungle Jim and Jongheer van der Vent grimly consider what is to be done.
Rest assured, Jim. We will know how to deal with this traitor once we learn who he is.
And the sooner we start learning, the better, Jongheer.
But we have neither the time nor the facilities to hold a trial. Our first objective must be to escape this Japanese trap.
Listen, we won't last long with a traitor stabbing us in the back.
First things must come first, my friend. We must somehow break this Japanese ring around us.
With what, Jongheer? A couple of pistols, a few grenades, and a single Tommy gun?
One of our men has conceived a daring plan. If you could put it into action...
Any plan is better than nothing. Let's hear it, Jongheer.
It is perhaps better if Hans himself explains it to you.
Hans? Who's Hans?
Hans van den Loo, one of our underground's most brilliant workers.
Is he the one with the scar on his chin?
That is Hans, yeah. He's been of great value to us. In fact, he was nearly chosen as leader in my stead.
Okay, let's talk to him.
He is over here with your American sergeant.
Hans, who's there?
Relax, Mac. You're among friends.
Hans, I have told Jungle Jim here that you have a plan.
Yeah, let's have it, Hans.
It is very simple, but split-second timing will it require.
You realize, of course, that we haven't got much to fight with.
The objective of my plan is to remedy that situation. There is not far from here a tea plantation. The Japanese seized it, of course, and made of it an outpost.
Sounds interesting.
In one of the outbuildings, they store both food and ammunition. It is a good distance from the main house, and a surprise attack on it might be successful.
Well, what do you call a good distance?
Is perhaps 50 meters.
I see. And how do you know the Japs store ammunition there?
Please, is it not enough that I do know?
All right, Hans.
How many Japs do you figure we'll have in our way, Hans?
How should I know? But I imagine most of them are busy surrounding this hill to search for us.
Sounds logical.
I thought so, too. Do you think it is worth trying, Jim?
Do you happen to know how many Jap sentry posts there are, Hans?
Not positively, of course. But there are only two gates, one on the west, another on the south.
And then if four of us could knock off the sentries, the rest of us could move in and start the fireworks.
That is what I thought.
We won't have much time, Jim.
If we can get our hands on something to fight with, we won't need it, Mac. We can attack and disappear.
Disappear?
Rendezvous someplace on the other side of that plantation.
Good. Very good. There's a glade of bamboos in a small hollow perhaps a half a mile beyond the plantation.
We'll meet there, then. My whistle will be the signal to attack.
Well, who are you sending ahead to knock off those sentries, Jim?
It'll be tricky, Mac.
I like tricks, Jim.
So do I, Mac. And we'll need you, Hans, to act as guide.
Of course. When do we start?
The sooner the better. Get hold of Thompson, Mac. He's a good man for a job like this.
Right. I think I saw the kid at the same minute.
I will go with you, Sergeant. Just a minute.
How much time should we allow before the rest of us follow you, Jim?
Let's see. Give us 10 minutes, Jungheer.
Yeah. Let us synchronize our watches, eh? So.
Uh-huh.
10 minutes. And the bamboo grove where we rendezvous is due north from the plantation.
Due north?
Yeah.
Got it. But remember, Jungheer, there's a traitor among us. And if he has his way, we'll rendezvous with the Japs.
Swiftly and silently, Jungle Jim and his two comrades follow Hans van den Loeb to the Jap outpost. But as Jim is well aware, the unknown renegade in the group will take the first chance he sees to betray them. In just a moment, we'll rejoin Jungle Jim. Right now, I wonder if you know why the Comic Weekly is America's favorite funnies. Well, for one thing, it brings you more outstanding features than any other comic magazine I know of. Count them for yourself in the Comic Weekly this Sunday. and you'll find over 24 brilliant, full-color, top-notch features. Think of that. Over 24 of them. And every one is right out of the top drawer of adventure and entertainment. Then, too, the Comic Weekly is brought to 15 million steady readers by the country's leading Sunday papers. Now, one of our great distributors brings the Comic Weekly to this city. So ask for it every Sunday. You'll find the figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page. Now, back to the surprise attack on a Japanese outpost in Java and Jungle Jim.
Dear my friends, this is the Japanese outpost.
Yeah? Looks more like a roadhouse.
Hey, we're here to put on the floor show.
Quiet now. Which gate is this, Hans?
The west one. The south gate is to your right. There are no others.
First time I ever heard of two gates being enough for a jam session.
Tom, son, if you don't pipe down, we will be in a jam. What's the layout inside the compound, Hans?
Inside the west gate here, about 30 meters to the left, the main building is. The munitions they store in the small building to the right there.
Over by the south gate, huh?
Yeah.
Boy, I hope you're positive about all this.
Would I have brought you here if I were not?
Okay, okay. You and Mac take care of the sentry on this gate. Thompson and I will skirt around and tackle the south gate.
And don't go beating the gun before we get there.
Now, good luck to both of you and good hunting. Come on, Thompson.
As soon as we hear your whistle, we give them the old one too, Jim.
Our sentry just walked past the gate, Jim.
Yeah, I saw him. Hug the stockade now and keep in the shadows.
Yeah. Hey, he's coming back, Jim.
I hear him. Keep back in the shadows.
Yeah. Got your wire ready?
Yeah. It's just that monkey's neck size, I hope.
Jim, he must have heard us. Look out. Give me throwing room.
Easy, kid.
There.
Where did you learn the knife throwing at?
Kolo's a good teacher.
Oh, I heard the shot. Answer him, Thompson.
Okay.
Nandi mo ni okoto? Utsi hibi.
Oh, boy.
Nice going, kid. What was that all about?
Oh, I just told him I shot at a snake.
If you'd said a snake shot at us, you'd be telling the truth of that. Now get set with that Tommy gun.
I dig you, Jackson.
Let's go, kid. Inside the gate and cut to the right. Come on. Keep moving, Thompson.
Hold it a minute. Okay, come ahead. Grab that monkey's rifle.
Right. Nice going, Singley.
This must be the building, Jim. But the door's locked.
And shoot the lock off then.
Okay.
That did it. Hurry up now, inside. Okay, so far, young hare.
Hurry, men, hurry. We must waste no time.
Look, grenades in these boxes, Jim.
Grab one, Carlo. Reload. You take the next one.
Jim, where's Hans Benton Lowe?
Don't know, young hare. He and Mac took care of the other gate.
Huh? Then something has gone wrong. The sentry was still there when we arrived.
Here, a couple of you guys grab this heavy machine gun.
What have you got, young hare?
Small arms ammunition.
They're moving in on us. Okay, that's enough, men. Clear out. And keep shooting. Stick to the shadows, Cole.
What are you doing, Thompson?
I'll be right with you.
Hurry it up, kid. I wish I knew what happened to Mac and Hans.
I'm afraid it is all too clear.
Yes. Something's wrong, all right. We'd better change our rendezvous plans.
Then follow the small stream east of here. Follow it north until it branches into the river.
Okay. And you spread the word.
No. Let us scatter.
Right. What are you waiting for, Thompson?
Almost through now, Jim.
No, almost about it. Get going.
Yeah, sure. Just let me...
I said get going.
Okay, there we are. Now, which way do we go?
Head for the small stream east of here.
Uh-huh.
And travel north.
Huh? You've changed the rendezvous?
Right.
I get it. I'll be seeing you.
Thank heavens we found you, Jim.
Yeah.
You all right, Thompson?
Man, I'm solid.
But delayed you, Jim.
I had to show a couple of those monkeys a trick with a knife.
You are here and you are safe. That is all that matters.
Tell me, how bad were our casualties?
We lost three men. The Filipino, Romulo, the Chinese, Fu Sen, and the Dutchman, Hans van den Loo.
Hans van den Loo?
Yeah.
That's right, Jim.
What happened to Mac?
Oh, Mac's okay. He's resting at the rendezvous with
but
the others.
What happened to him?
Well, all that Mac knows is that before he could get started, the Empire State Building fell on him.
Well, I'm glad he's okay.
It could have been much worse, Jim. But, frankly, I do not see why you changed the rendezvous.
How far is the bamboo grove that was our original rendezvous, young hare?
Not far. Over the rise here only.
Then let's get up there and take a look.
But, Jim, we ought to make tracks away from here before that sun gets any higher.
We will, Thompson.
Get down! Hey, somebody's pitching grenades at us.
If our own men are...
No. Came from the other side. Come on. Let's get up where we can take a look.
Brother, I don't have to look. Let's get out of here.
We'll be safe on this hill. Come on. It isn't much farther.
Not much farther, he says. Those pineapples are landing too close to suit me.
Look across the clearing there.
Huh? Japs. They're lobbing grenades into that bamboo grove.
Hey, Jim, you knew they would come here.
I knew there was a traitor among us, young hare.
So that's why you changed the rendezvous?
That's why, yes. I knew that dirty so-and-so would tip off the Japs the first chance he had.
They would have been slaughtered like cattle.
That was the general idea, young hare.
Hey, they're creeping up to take a look.
And look who's with them.
Why?
Why?
It looks like...
It is.
Hans van den Loeb. Why, the...
Easy, kid, easy. Calling him names won't help any.
No? Then suppose I let this Tommy gun do my talking.
Not now, Thompson, not yet. We'll pay off Hans van den Loeb at our own time and our own way.
This is incredible. Hans van den Loeb, a man I have known for years and trusted...
It's always someone like that, young hare.
But how did you get wise to him, Jim?
He knew the layout of that Jap outpost too well. He was so familiar with it, he must have called there several times.
No doubt. But information that cost the lives of his friends.
Oh, I wish you'd let me give him a dose of lead poisoning, Jim.
No, Thompson. Von den Loeb will show up again. He'll find us and tell us some fancy story about an narrow escape from the Japs. And when he does, we'll give him a lot worse than he planned to give us.